football fans, and welcome to the CBFA podcast with your hosts, James Parks and Cole Fortner.
Well, it is late summer, which means it's time, almost time, for football season to kick off, which is probably why we're talking.
It's shocking, right?
I know, right? It's that time of year. Of course, it's also, you know, late golf season. So, once again, I'll apologize in advance for not being there on Saturday this week, but I'll be there Thursday for... the beginning of week two.
Well, and yeah, it's, you know, earlier than we usually do our podcast. We don't usually do our podcast until week two, maybe even three. But I kind of felt like doing something a little spontaneous and, you know, kind of get ahead on, you know, the season, kind of preview and forecast it a little bit.
Right. And on that note, that's quite the segue. Let's look at the upcoming schedule for opening weekend of the Calgary Bantam Football Association 2025 season. So, yeah, starting it off at 8 a.m. is the Eagles at the Cowboys. Yeah, do you want to talk about each? Do you have anything to say about the individual games, or do you have anything else? Or you just want to run through the schedule quickly and then...
I don't really know, because it's hard to say, because it's... Actually, Eagles are home team.
Oh, well, I'm looking at the calendar on the website, so it's obviously got it backwards there.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, like, it's like the main focus of this week is, like, yeah, we're building, you know, kind of building the hype for the season and everything, but, like, the main thing is, it's like, it's really hard to come into the first week of the season knowing what's going to happen. Every year it's because there's such a turnover rate with all the teams and stuff, you know, graduating up into high school and, you know, spring ball and stuff. It's, you never know what's going to happen.
No, because you don't know which team's younger players learned the most and probably grew the most and have taken over leadership roles, you know, on their teams to step into those senior roles on all the teams, the ones that take the bulk of the plays on the field and lead the teams in carries or pass attempts or receptions or tackles or whatever it may be.
Yeah, well, that, and you also, you know, you have the graduating players, you have, you know, players just might stop playing football. You might have new players, you know, players their first year that are also part of teams. Some coming up from Pee Wee, some that are just absolutely, you know, green and brand new, and they might be an absolute stud, you know, for their team. And so it's really hard to predict what's going to happen. So, I mean, being at, you know, if anyone was at the Jamboree last week, give a bit more look. I know I wasn't, but last year, for example, it's like, you know, at last year's Jamboree, it's like, okay, the Cowboys might not be the team that they usually are this year. And it actually turned out to be that way throughout the season, you know, and they scraped by and managed to barely get into the Div 2 playoffs. So, you know, the Jamboree, you know, can provide a little bit of a forecast in what's going to happen, but it's still, you know, coaches aren't running their full playbook. They're giving everyone a good look at, you know, in positions and trying to figure out their depth chart and stuff. So it's, you know, not the easiest thing to use to figure out what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, and
if that made sense.
I think it makes sense in a, you know, semi-coherent rambling kind of way that I'm usually the one trying to to get the point across. Yeah. Yeah, I recall in past years, we'll be in week two or three, and by then we'll know, who the top tier teams are, and who the teams are that are going to be struggling. But excuse me, that usually gets turned on its head by, on a few teams, not across the board, but we usually get at least one or two surprises in the second half of the season, because by then the teams are starting to play against, the cross division. Like in the first half, it's all their own division, right? It's all, Brock Jacobs teams versus Brock Jacobs teams. And then they start to play against some of the others. And then that's when we get some of those big tilts towards the end of the season that really set the playoffs seeding, right?
And then we don't have that this year because we have, we don't have the Hilltoppers. We haven't had the Hilltoppers for the last couple of seasons. The Chiefs have had lower numbers, so they've withdrawn and they're going to run a nine aside team this year. So because of that, we've had 18,000 schedules that have, come across James and my emails, which
That's
has led
true.
to confusions in various places, especially social media, and I apologize for that. But where I was going with that train of thought was the fact that it's like with that, each team is playing each other once throughout the season, which we've not had since I've been a part of the league, and I don't know when the last time we actually have had it was. It's probably been a
There's,
while.
yeah, because there's with 12 and more recently 11 teams, we've had schedules often where there's one or two teams in the league that each team hasn't played. So there's usually a common core of three teams. That's those division rivals. And then outside of that, sometimes teams wouldn't play each other, for a year or two sometimes. So yeah, it's good to see everybody gets to play everybody. It's almost like a full round robin season before we get into the playoffs. So every playoff matchup is a rematch from the regular season, which is going to be cool.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is it too is it, tiebreaker sort of things. We don't have to delve deep into our league tiebreaker of points against unless there's any ties, because
Right.
everything will be head to head because everyone's played everyone.
Yeah, but as you know, sometimes ties happen.
Yes, we have had ties in our league before. Ties are fun.
Yeah, they tied. Can they do that, coach?
Yep, they can. We've seen it recently, actually, in the U18 Nationals games. Both gold medal games went to overtime
Right?
because we don't have
Yeah.
overtime until playoffs.
That's right. We don't have overtime till the playoffs. So ties are possible. All right. So the schedule that is so confusing, the one that's on the website is correct as far as
Teams and times.
teams and times. The home and away is suspect.
Apparently.
Apparently.
I think it's the only one you've messed up for week one.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you got those ones backwards. Everything else I have is correct. So I have
Okay.
the Excel spreadsheet that the league has provided, as well as Instagram open, and I have Cowboys at Eagles on two of three. Continuing
Huh.
on beyond that is Stampeders at Raiders at 10:15, which is, I will note, is the Division One semifinal matchup that we saw last year. Both those teams were pretty hot throughout the entirety of the season, both being almost 1 and 2 the entirety of the season, along with the Colts. Those three teams were 1, 2, 3. Raiders and Stampeders end up meeting in the semifinals.
Yeah, that's an early litmus test for both teams.
At 12:30, we have the Mavericks at the Wildcats. That will be followed by the Rebels and Bulldogs at 2:45, and the Colts at Lions at 2:45. The Colts and Lions will be on Encana Fields, whereas the Bulldogs and Rebels will be at Hillard. And the
Okay.
Bulldogs and Rebels game, we are actually going to be inviting members of our of the Football Alberta's U18 men's and women's teams to our game, a lot of whom are part of or part of the Girls League, SAFL, and former alum of CBFA. So we're kind of going to do a little bit of a recognition of their double gold medals that they won this summer.
Nice.
It's hopefully good fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm excited for the weekend. It should be fun. It's gonna be good to get back to Sholos. I say that as if I haven't been there most of the summer already.
Right? You've spent a lot of time in shoal dice.
It's been a busier summer than usual for football. And then additionally, we've also confirmed our nine-a-side schedule, so we'll give them a bit of love as well. Their season doesn't start until September 7th. That's more of a developmental side, usually reserved more for first-year players. But it features the teams that have the bigger rosters, and this year in the Chiefs as well, because of Chiefs' low numbers and not being able to field
Yeah.
regular size team. The Wildcats actually have two teams involved in the nine-a-side program this year.
Do they?
Yep, they've confirmed two sides. The Raiders have one, the Cowboys have one, the Eagles have one, and the Chiefs have one.
Huh.
So six teams, and they will also be playing five games before playoff style game towards the end of October.
Okay, so I just updated the website so that the Eagles are the home team on game one at 8 a.m.
Nice.
So the schedule that Bill sent agrees with what's on the website.
And would have
There.
updated our social media too for like the eighth time.
Just look at the most recent post. You'll be
Pretty much.
fine.
I've deleted all the other ones.
All good.
Less confusion that way.
All right.
But yeah, you can tell it's been a busier season than off, well, I guess off season this year with how many corrections and everything and how much things have changed, especially
Yeah.
so close to the start of the season.
Right. I mean, we went through the AGM in April, and everything was go for 11 teams like we were last year. And then it was just at the end of July, I guess, beginning of August, that we got word about the
Yeah,
Chiefs.
there was rumors during the girls tournament because we hosted that. A few of our committee member or a few of our directors, myself included, were committee members and organizing that. Check out our last podcast episode for more on that. And yeah, we kind of heard rumors during that, and then it was hard confirmed, I guess, yeah, start of August that was going to be happening, and then we got the schedule. We got, well, multiple versions of schedules around that time.
And there were a few errors that were apparent almost right away, so it was like a pretty quick barrage of updates there, and some people didn't get all the updates, and that just led to further confusion down the road. So just to clarify, the official schedule is on the website. Okay, we've sorted out all of the issues with the times and the fields and the teams, home and away. So that's the gospel. Go to the website.
It should be good on Instagram now as well, but yes, hard confirm with the website. I do make errors. The website will be correct.
All right.
Otherwise, we do have other things to look forward to besides just week one. On next week's podcast episode, we'll have Al Kooper, the head coach of the Cowboys, on to talk about the charity jamboree.
Excellent.
We're going to be on this episode, but they want to confirm numbers regarding things with the charity jamboree, and they'll have way more details on all of that next week. So something to look forward to.
Excellent.
But yeah, hopefully that was a success, and I know it's something that Al Kooper really looks forward to in helping out the Ronald McDonald House every year.
Yeah, it's definitely one of his passion projects, and he's done so much for that with the whole jamboree over the course of history. Like, he's been amazing. So kudos to you, Mr. Cooper. We look forward to you coaching another year and telling us all about the jamboree next week, how it went.
Mr. Cooper's been coaching for a lot of years.
Yeah.
So I did that coach's bio thing over the summer. And he's going to be entering his 42nd year of coaching
Oh my goodness.
with the Cowboys.
All with the Cowboys. That is incredible.
He began in 1984.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, indeed.
Yeah. And in 84, I would have been the right age to play.
I wasn't even alive. I wasn't alive for another 14 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, of course, you can look at Coach Cooper's as well as a few of our other coaches' bios on social media. Other things to look forward to this year, of course, we always have our annual Gordy's Food Drive that is happening on October 11th or Thanksgiving weekend. That week, along with the week prior to that, October 4th, is our Pink Sock Weeks for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Also, October 4th is the Airdrie Homecoming Festival, which the Airdrie Raiders will be a part of.
That's right. We've got on the schedule the Colts playing up there in Airdrie that day at Eggerer Park.
Oh yeah, it is the Colts up there. Yeah, it was, yeah, it's changed several times.
Yeah, it has, but this is the most recent gospel, so. That game going at 1 o'clock, same time as the Wildcats and Rebels are going on at Hellard.
Yes, yeah. For some reason, I was thinking it was the Stampede. Oh, because the original schedule had the Stampeders up there.
Yeah.
That's where I was
Yeah, and then
getting
it all
confused.
got jumbled and shuffled because we lost a team.
I just show up and announce things and take pictures.
There you go.
And then we also have, what else do we have coming up this year? Playoffs are starting October 25th, with city championships being November 1st. I don't know if we have anything else really seasony, milestone-y things.
No, that's about the time once city finals, a couple of weeks of provincials, and then it's selects time again.
And I don't think we're hosting any provincials this year.
Oh,
I think we
no.
have the Div 3 Alberta Bowl. But I think our Division 1 and Division 2 champions are on the road for provincials this year.
Nice. I mean, it'll be good for the experience for the kids to travel, but not so nice for all of the local fans who, will have to live vicariously through us and the podcast.
Which would require us going to.
Yeah, well,
I mean, last year I made the trip down to Raymond for the Div 1 final.
yeah, and the year before that, I was in Lethbridge for the Cowboys. Victory over the Rams.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go up to Edmonton though. Not for the Div
it.
2 final.
No, it's yeah, I go up to Edmonton often enough for work.
Fair.
So I would be, you know, a nice change of pace to go up there for something other than work.
Fair. Yeah, no, it should be exciting. There's lots of stuff to look forward to throughout, I guess, the next few days as well as over the next few months.
Yep, it's going to be another exciting season. I know there's always the off season, and we get through the springtime with the AGM and coaches meetings and all that, and the teams are gearing up for the season by starting their recruiting early, and we're getting our orders in, and the excitement's building. For everybody except for me, feels like, and I'm just like, oh, football, it's coming, but it's so far away. I just, you know, I'm not ready for it in the spring, so that's why usually I take a step back for spring ball. I'm not directly involved in that, so I need the springtime off just to, you know,
But
get a
football,
clear.
James, football.
Football is awesome, and I will always, you know, watch it, but it's always better from the comfort of my recliner, let me tell you.
It is definitely a different feeling doing football in
That's
the
another
spring
reminder
versus in the
that
fall.
you are still very young, and I
Yes.
am much older than you.
Yes. No, it is very different the having it during the two different times a year. It is a little, I do prefer the CFL scheduling, June through November, but
Yeah.
having high school and band of football, September, October, November, it works. It's nicer.
Yes, and you know, fall is the time that I really get excited for football, right? That's for me when I played, you know, I didn't play in really hot, sunny conditions. I played in cool, wintry, crisp conditions, right? And if you were good enough, you'd be able to play long enough to play in the snow, which, you know, I only did once, and
Or in my grade 12 city final year, it was like plus 20 for our city
right.
finals.
Okay, well, yeah, and that's another thing. Yeah, I didn't grow up in Calgary where the weather changes every 5 minutes.
Fair.
So yeah, but yeah, I associate the cooler weather, the fall conditions, leaves falling from the trees. That's when I get jazzed and excited for football. So now is the time. The leaves are actually starting to fall already. It is just barely the second half of August, and it's time for football.
Well, we just kind of hope that the rain doesn't want to, play too much of an impact. I mean, it does make things a little bit more exciting.
It does,
Coaches
but
hate it because
the coaches hate it. I'm
they have
sure
to call a completely different
the
game.
players don't particularly love it,
No.
but
It does make things a little bit more interesting, unpredictable.
it's conditions that both teams have to deal with. So a lot of times, you know, that comes down to coaching. So we'll see who's prepared for the conditions, and you know, who's just going through the motions every week.
So our three champions last year were Division One, the Raiders, Division Two, the Wildcats, and Division Three, the Rebels. Do you have any ridiculously early season predictions for
Since
this year, James?
we already exhaustively talked about how unpredictable
Oh, exactly. That's why we're
the
going for
CBFA is at
absolutely
the beginning of the
absurd,
season.
ridiculous predictions.
So let me, well, we'll call it the crazy unpredictable predictions. How about that? I'm gonna say that our Division One champions are going to be the Stampeders. That's probably not going too far out on a limb. And I know that's going to make the Raiders mad as hell to hear me say that. It's probably going to put a burr under the saddle of the Wildcats, too, because I think they might be in the running for that. But Division Two champs, I'm going with the Bulldogs for absolutely no particular reason.
Fair.
And Division Three champs, which isn't always a team that's had a good season. Usually it's a team that's had a pretty rough season and a happy ending. unfortunately it's not always going to be the Rebels. It's not always going to be the Mavericks. It's not always going to be one of the perennial struggling teams, right? So I'm going to really go out on a limb and say that this year, the Division Three champions are going to be the Cowboys. And
Interesting.
that's going to really rub them the wrong way.
Interesting.
I'm going to hear about it, I'm sure.
The Cowboys do get a little well, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for. I think they like the controversy that we provide on the podcast.
Anything that fires them up and makes them ready to play,
We saw that a couple of years
I'm all
ago.
for
Was
it.
it? I think it was Kevin said that the Cowboys were something was going to happen with the Cowboys, and they came out the following weekend, absolutely annihilated their opponent.
Yeah.
Didn't allow anything on the scoreboard. It's a very lopsided game.
And yeah, so by all means, anybody doesn't like what my my unpredictable predictions are,
Don't mind.
by all means, you're welcome to go out there and prove me wrong or make your own predictions that are have no basis in reality, because we've got no reality to base these predictions on.
Don't mind, James.
I would love to hear yours, Cole.
I'm gonna differ on the teams, though. I'm gonna make things a little bit more spicy. I think the Wildcats are going to upset the Raiders in the Division One final.
Ooh.
And I say upset because I do know for a fact that Airdrie has a lot of football talent through their program, especially coming up through Pee-wees. But I think the Wildcats might be able to do it this year and upset them. I think the Division Two champions are going to be one we haven't seen in a while, and that being the Cochrane Lions.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
And I think the Division Three champions, I'm going to go with the Mavericks. I'm not sure what's coming up through their programs, really, but I'm also basing that a little bit off of last year. But I mean, it's still slightly better than last year because they'll actually be picking up some hardware.
Yeah, and it does salvage an otherwise difficult season. So it's not a bad trophy to win if you can't win in one of the top two.
Three teams out of 10 win trophies.
That's not bad. That's 30% rate. The math checks
It's
out.
like, wait, I had to think about it for a second. That's not the math I'm used to doing. I mean, it's increased odds from the usual because usually it's 3 and 12.
Right. Yeah. So the teams that stick around have better chance. So that goes for all the players that are on all those teams, right?
Anything else you want to see happen throughout the season?
Well, this season I'm going to be spending less time on the score clock and the field, and more time in the announcer booth. So I'm just hoping that we have a good season that has competitive football, and very, very few injuries. So that's what I'm looking for a successful season. How about you?
Honestly, I'd have to go probably the same. Fewer injuries, especially less 911 calls. We hate seeing players get injured at any point in time, even if it doesn't require a trip to the hospital. But yeah, I also agree on the more competitive games. Like, I would love for it to come down to, like a couple of games of last year where it's, nail biters throughout and one score game, last play of the game. I know that's unfortunately not going to happen. That's a very unrealistic expectation, but if it did happen, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But closer scoring games for sure.
Yeah. So, just a couple of other notes on the season. So, this year we are instructing all of the kids to remain standing on the
Yes.
field when there's an injured player. The injured player will kneel and they'll be more visible to those ATs on the sideline who are looking for kids that might need some help. And so rather than everybody kneeling, just the injured player kneels.
Which
So that's a
makes
different,
sense.
it does make sense. And it's a bit of a change. So we're expecting to have to, instruct some folks as we go along throughout the season. So listen to the announcements for that and some other things as we go through the season. So yeah, don't deride the players on the sidelines for not kneeling when a player is injured. It is not a sign of disrespect.
Or the coaches,
Or the coaches, or yeah.
or league officials, or the referees.
Anyone, yeah.
We're all volunteers.
Exactly.
Some of us are voluntold.
Right.
Don't know who's voluntold, but some people are voluntold. Mean, I guess the stick crew might be voluntold.
They probably,
Sometimes the
yeah.
players sign up their parents without their parents knowing.
I know we did that. It was always a surprise to my mom.
Nice.
What? Oh, for God's sakes.
I'm
Yeah.
doing what now?
Yeah.
Was like, I know I want to be close to the action, but I didn't mean that close to the action.
Right? My dad was always able to get out of that duty because, he had a serious accident in 74 and had his leg broken, so he was always a flat step with his left and a tiptoe with his right. Yeah, for like 40 years until he broke his leg again. And then the
Interesting.
doctors fixed it properly, and now he's flat-footed on both sides. It's crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, it's helped his golf game.
I
His hips are turning off. He's 86. He's doing all right.
Probably still golf's better than I do.
Well, he still golfs better than I do. So.
Fair. So, yes.
All right. And on that note, yes, I'll be golfing this Saturday while you guys are having a great time watching the opening games.
Also, volunteers. We do have a spot on our website now for volunteers to sign up. If anybody does want to, help out in the league in any way, shape, or form, or just can't get enough of the football action,
And you
we're
want to
always
do
looking for
something
volunteers.
other than stick crew.
Yeah, something a little bit more exciting.
Right. So yeah, there is a spot for it's called Volunteer Opportunities. It's right on the main page, just underneath the big news section and bottom right hand side, Volunteer Opportunities. Click on that, and then you can fill out a form and submit it to us, and we'll put you in touch with the proper people, and we'll go from there. So if you're looking to come out and help out, we'd love to see
I'm good at segueing.
you. You got one of those little scooters that you can lean on to direct?
Want to do that now, right
No.
now, with how my foot is.
All right.
Already
Well,
struggle with balance.
so we're, this is what season? I don't even know what season is. We're five, six, something like that. I'll figure it out when
Season mystery.
I send it out, but we're
That's a
still
good
figuring
question.
out how to properly close a show. So,
I thought we closed it by saying go football.
oh yeah, well, we do now.
Now we've done that for the last 5 seasons.
It's a thing.
Actually, no, that's we no, this is wow, Jim, this is separate. This is season five.
It is season five.
This is season five. The Southhold podcast episode with Alicia was episode one of season five.
Episode one of season five.
It's happy 5th year
Happy
of podcasting.
5 years. So, and on that note, yes, we will
Thank you to everyone.
thank everyone who's been listening. I'm sure there's very few that have actually gone through the entire catalog of shows to listen to them all. If you have, I want to hear from you. By all means, let us know because, yeah, I think that would be pretty awesome to hear about.
If
Anyways,
you have gone through every single episode, we might recommend seeing some professional help.
yeah, so thanks to our sponsors, the CBFA sponsors. Without their help, Wolf Chevrolet GMC, Canadian Brew House, and the Flames. What is their corporate
Calgary
name? The
Sports
Calgary
Entertainment
Sports and
Corporation.
Entertainment Corporation. It's such a mouthful, but thank you to them as well. So, with their continued support, we will continue to produce this podcast, whether or not anyone listens. So I know we've got a few hardcore listeners like Bill and Nicole. Thank you.
And
You
our
guys are
Raiders coaching
awesome.
staff. I know our Raiders coaching staff is
Yeah.
pretty invested in our podcast.
There's some hardcore listeners out there for sure, but at least half a dozen.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate every one of you, and we'll tell you that to your face. Thank you, and we'll see you at Schoeldice Park. Go football, hey?
Go football.
The CBFA podcast is brought to you by longtime players of the game sponsor, Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Check out their selection of new and used vehicles at their new location, 756 100 First Street, Southwest Calgary, or online, www.wolfcadillaccalgary.com. We would also like to thank the Canadian Brew House and the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation for their sponsorship of the CBFA. Support such as theirs is essential for minor football in Alberta to continue to grow and thrive. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.